You're listening to the podcast, We Are Dallas-Fort Worth. Discover big things and big ideas happening in the Big D.
What we're trying to do at Alto is just take away that stress entirely. You just know that every time it's going to be safe, it's going to be consistent, and it's going to be of a higher quality. And we think that really solves for a lot of unmet needs that no one else is solving for today.
From music selection to lighting, you drive everything except the car. And that's what the company Alto is all about. And today, I'm chatting with one of the co-founders, Will Pullman. Will, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Great to be here, Becca.
Some of us have heard of this big, big guy and company called Apple and Steve Jobs. And Steve Jobs says, think differently. And that's really my first impression in learning about Alto is that it's different. It's ride-sharing. But it's not what we've come to know as ride sharing. Can you tell us more about Alto and how you got started?
Sure, absolutely. It's flattering Steve Jobs. I'm not sure that's happened just yet, so I appreciate it. But we built Alto to do exactly that, to really disrupt. We felt like there was a real opportunity in the market to solve for needs of consumers that weren't being met today. To do that, to solve for those unmet needs, was to really totally change the business model. So we are ride-sharing. We're much like, you know, the big names you've heard of in the space, Uber and Lyft. And then you can request a ride and get a ride at any time, in just a few minutes. But in a really different way, we have a dedicated fleet of vehicles that are owned by the company and that we ensure are safe, maintained for our customers. So you always know what you're going to get in terms of, and we have employee drivers rather than contractors. All of our employees are W-2, all of our drivers are W-2 employees and they are background checked, fingerprint background checked, in fact, and go through extensive training to provide safe and reliable service to our customers every day. So you also know what to expect. And then our technology, as you mentioned, gives our customers a lot of control. We want to really elevate the passenger experience. And so doing that requires that we let our passengers control their ride. We think it is, you know, instead of calling someone else's car, at Alto, you're really calling your car.
You've got a number of functions that set you apart. And dare I say, one of my favorites, and I'm laughing at myself as I say this, but I can't be alone because you all included it, is that you can set your driver to DND, to do not disturb. That's correct, right?
You can. Yeah, exactly. And one of those things that we really think that you should be in control of the experience. So if you want to have a nice chat, you can do that. But if you also just want to get in and have a quiet ride, spend some time by yourself, that should be your choice as the rider.
I've been picked up by a car before, and like many people, I don't want to be rude, but I just need that at least 5 minutes of quiet time to think, okay, do I have my purse, do I have my license, you know, everything that I would need. And so how do you set a driver to do not disturb? Is it a swipe?
It's as simple as a swipe, yeah. In every ride, before your ride or during the ride, you can set your vibe by doing so, you can select the music, but also there's a simple slider that just says, do not disturb. You turn it on and your driver receives a notification in their ear and a visual notification on their navigation screen that you've activated do not disturb. And we see it as just a really easy way to give our customers that kind of control in a way that doesn't feel socially awkward as, you know, putting in your headphones and ignoring any questions. But just to give a simple cue that you're looking for a quiet ride.
Exactly. It is socially awkward. And what happens is it seems like either the passenger sort of loses out on that quiet time that they wanted because they want to be nice and they don't want to come across as rude. Or they put in their earbuds and they don't talk to the driver. And maybe the driver, I don't know if the drivers get offended, but I always think so. So I want to chat them up. So I would definitely use the DND when I wanted that quiet time, but you mentioned that you can set your vibe And that's one of the big differences with Alto. What else can you do to set your vibe?
Yeah, we've created several custom playlists that allow our customers to kind of decide what music they want to be listening to in the car. One of those options, by the way, we call Void. It's no music. Void and Do Not Disturb is one of my favorite modes when I've had a long day at work and just want to, you know, a few minutes to relax peacefully on my way home to see my family. But, you know, we have everything from Sanctuary, kind of a spa-like vibe, to Fizz, which you know, is kind of a vibe that helps you get ready to go out at night. And so you can really turn your car ride into part of your experience. We think about, you know, the fact that others can get you from point A to point B, but that really at Alto we care about, you know, getting you there and making that journey part of the experience.
Part of that experience is having, I noticed you had 5-star rated SUVs that are brand new. And plus, like you mentioned earlier, you've hired employees. You have background checked, fingerprint checked employees. How are your customers responding to these changes so far?
Well, we did a lot of research before we started Alto to try to understand what those needs in the market were and ask people, you know, what they were really looking for. That's where we came up with a lot of the ideas. Even the Do Not Disturb mode came from research of customers asking, you know, what are some of your biggest pain points in ride sharing today? The feedback, you know, both when we were doing that research and since we've launched has been really, really positive. We're growing at a really quick pace. We've seen, you know, hundreds of percent week over week increases in our membership and our rider rates since we launched in early this year. And we've got over 1,200 members that have signed up and that have, you know, begun taking rides with us. And we really see that once somebody gets in the car and experiences this new way of getting around and a new way of ride sharing, that it's really hard for them to go back. So we feel like we're kind of onto something, and we hope, you know, that many of your listeners will give us a try and feel the same way.
Hey, Dallasites, it's Becca. And before we return to the podcast, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your local business and your local business marketing. Now, most of us feel this way. We need to be marketing so much more than what we're currently doing. You ever feel that way? But what happens is at the end of each day, you realize you just had too much on your plate and you never got around to conducting your marketing. You're maybe even a little bit overwhelmed on which direction to go to. Should you be on Facebook, LinkedIn, blogging, all of it? But maybe you actually hate writing. I want to give you a hint. I want to help you out. So go to wearedallasfortworth.com/help and I'll get you started. Now back to the podcast.
Well, you're pretty much what I've always wanted, which is like this perfect combination of ride sharing. So I could go to my phone and I can find you. I can just call for a ride, not having to call in anyone. But then what I've always loved is car service in the past. And so I find myself personally as a female sort of perplexed between, do I want this ride sharing, or do I want the car service? And there's been nothing in the middle. And Alto sounds like it's in the middle. Plus, you guys have thought of some of those differences that people have finally spoken up to.
Yeah, well, you, Becca, you really represent our, you know, the target customer that we're trying to solve for. We found that, you know, in asking women around the U.S., you know, what they were most concerned about. I mean, well, first, we found that in the top 20 area, metro areas in the U.S., that women like you were about half as likely to be active users of existing providers. And almost all of those people that said they weren't using Uber or Lyft today told us that it was because they felt unsafe, or they felt like the experience just wasn't of the quality that they were looking for. And, you know, I even experienced that in my own life as a consultant. You know, I was traveling a lot, and ride sharing really changed my life. I mean, it made it so much easier for me to get a car on demand anywhere I was, and took a lot of stress out of my life around planning. But that inconsistency of the experience, which, like you, was really starting to get to me. It added this new stress of not really knowing what I was going to get, and this feeling of playing the lottery every single time. And what we're trying to do And also, it's just take away that stress entirely. You just know that every time it's going to be safe, it's going to be consistent, and it's going to be of a higher quality. And we think that really solves for a lot of unmet needs that no one else is solving for today.
Right. And you know what else I didn't mention is I went and looked up your prices. And you have a different pricing model. It involves a membership, but it's not no big fees, but it helps lower the overall cost. And on your website, you guys are very transparent in showing what your average cost is versus other options out there. And every single time it was a lower cost and a really cool experience. So a complete win. Tell me this, and please speak to the pricing as well if you'd like. Where are you? And are you only in Dallas right now?
We're only in Dallas. Dallas is our first launch market, and we're focused on kind of North Dallas at the moment, from downtown and uptown up into North Dallas and parts of Plano and Southern Frisco at the moment, including Lakewood and Trinity Groves. But we're really growing fast. As fast as our membership is growing, we're also adding drivers, adding cars, and we're expanding our service area really on a weekly basis. And so you should definitely go to our website, rideAlto.com, and we're constantly updating kind of our service area and adding new destinations as fast as we can. And to the pricing point, yeah, I mean, what we've really tried to do is create something like Starbucks, right? I mean, we see that you can get a coffee at a convenience store, and you're going to pay just a little bit less. But people go to Starbucks and pay a dollar or two more for their coffee because they know that it's going to be high quality. They know that it's going to be the same quality every time, and they know that they can control that experience, that they're going to get to, you know, customize it just the way they want. And so, we're trying to do the same thing. We are just a little bit more expensive than the lowest cost options out there. But through our membership fee and through the way that we've set up the business, we're able to offer what we think is a significantly higher quality, a significantly better experience at really half the price of a traditional black bar. And so, you know, when comparing to something like that, it's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's apples and oranges, too. Someone can get their coffee from a convenience store, or they can get it from a dependable, happy, and joyful barista at Starbucks. So, totally different. Okay, so this is amazing. I'm in Plano. I have family, and most of my family is in Dallas. I'm up in Plano, north of 635, so they never come to visit me. Maybe I could get them in Alto to cross over 635 and come see me one day. But let's switch gears, and I have a few questions just about Dallas because that's where we are. So, Will, what's your favorite hangout in Dallas?
Oh, my favorite hangout. Well, probably it depends with my family. It would probably be Macero. We you find us there hanging out a lot, where it's loud and the kids can play and my wife and I can have a margarita or two. So that's probably one of our favorite family spots.
So your favorite family spot is Macero. What about for you and your wife? Do you guys have any time, or are you working all the time?
We're working a lot, but when she and I get out together, we like to hit up Island Park Village. We often can, you know, go grab a drink on the patio at Bistro 31 or maybe Honor Bar, and kind of take in some of the sights and sounds of sitting outside, especially this time of year on a nice evening when we can sit by the fire.
Absolutely. You know what's great over there is Bird Bakery. And if you like chocolate chip cookies, they have a...
The monster, right?
What's that?
The monster cookie.
The monster cookie is good. And I think it's gluten-free as well.
Really?
But they have... Well, it's gluten-free, but it's, if you have oat sensitivities, it's not the right option. So I'm double check with your cookie salesperson. But the Corrigan coffee cookie is so good. They put a little coffee in there, so... I'm like all about
that. I'll have to check that out. I think I've only had the monster. I have no sensitivities. I'm like a screwball already, almost everything. But I'm gonna check out the
Corrigan coffee cookie. Yes. Okay. What's your go-to grocery store in Dallas?
Is it okay to say Instacart?
It is totally okay to say Instacart. It's all about systems, right?
Yeah. I mean, I use Amazon Prime for almost everything, including some of my grocery delivery now. And then when I need to pick up an Instacart is another staple in my life and my family's life. And then when we need something, you know, kind of urgently or you know, just a one-off, we typically make the trip up to Trader Joe's just around the corner from our house.
Yeah, that's a cool place. Okay, Will, last question. Do you have an item on your Dallas bucket list or something that someone just moving to Dallas absolutely must do?
Yeah, you know, we love to take our kids actually to the Dallas Zoo. My daughter, who's four, just really loves getting to, go see the animals. And I think, you know, until I had kids, I didn't even realize how unique of an attraction that is that we have right here in our backyard in Dallas. So we're members and go often, and I definitely recommend to friends that come to Dallas that they should check it out too.
Great answer. My readers absolutely love the Dallas Zoo. It's a great place. Okay, very final question. Where can our listeners find you online?
Yeah, absolutely. Hit up our website at rideaalto.com, or you can search for us rideaalto in the App Store or Google Play.
Sounds awesome. I'm so excited to see how you guys grow. Will, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Becca. I really appreciate it. Great to be here.